Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We've reached a critical time in a bunch of people in my life. I don't know how to say this sentence right. Should I start over? You can edit this whole thing out, right?
Sure. Yep. You can count on me, boss. Don't worry. They won't hear it.
Like my son is about to go off to college.
Yeah. That's awesome. He worked so hard. I hope you're proud of him.
I am proud of him.
Good.
Aaron's about to go off to... her 30s.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was nice knowing you, Aaron.
And so I felt like this is a great time to like poll the people in the room and to poll our listeners on like regrets. Things that you wished you hadn't done or things you wished you had done. Be it in college, be it in your 20s, be it in your 30s. It's like just your life regrets. Like I would like to talk to somebody who's got face tattoos and have them go like, yeah, no regrets, man. Because I just feel like no matter what, unless you've definitely decided Goldman Sachs is not for you.
Yeah.
Once you start...
Most of us, Goldman Sachs makes that decision for us.
Right. That was me. Like, no, I get it. And I'm not saying that I'm one of those people, but it's like, you're just, tattoos have come a long way.
Yeah.
And like, you used to not be able to get any kind of job with an arm tattoo.
Right.
Which is stupid. But there is a certain amount of, I want to leave my newborn child at this kinder care. I really don't want to leave it with jelly roll.
Yeah, and
do you know?
It's tough because it's not fair to judge somebody if they have a face tattoo.
It's not fair.
But on the other hand, you're getting a face tattoo because of what it signifies
you're
or
trying
says.
To,
it's like
yes.
That's part of it. And so it's a tough balance, I think.
I didn't choose face tattoo off the top of my head.
Yeah,
it was,
that was
on
just
this
on
like
the list.
Thread
yeah.
About things you regret doing because they have they just have consequences when you get older. Like you're 16, you're like, even though I've never been in jail, I'm gonna get a bunch of teardrops on my face because it looks like I was in jail. And then you're like, now you're 27 and like
just
LinkedIn is not working
and,
out for you. And you're like, well, how do I get these teardrops off my face?
Right.
Yeah.
So that's a regret. Have you been thinking about this with the 30, like sitting right there?
Not really. If anything, I don't know, because I don't really feel that pressure of like...
You don't?
No. That's why I don't think I need to do anything crazy.
For
like,
your birthday?
That's
you're going to regret not doing anything
I
for your 30th birthday.
I think I'm literally
birthday.
Just going to go to work.
No.
Go home.
We're doing something. Like, we're doing something as a show.
It's going to be a normal day.
Yeah. We need to pressure her more or something.
Our birthdays are how many days apart? Four?
Yeah.
Then we're doing something for my birthday, and it really will be for yours.
We can combine them. We could do a little something.
I don't do that. It's got to, if the sentiment is
we
about me, it has to be everybody about me.
We had a couple suggestions to go to karaoke, and I'd be down.
I would regret going to karaoke. Do you have a song?
Rude. I don't. I've never done it.
Oh, my God.
Never?
Never.
Oh, wow. Mine's
Maybe
Roses.
Maybe that's a regret.
Outcast.
I mean, oh.
That's mine.
Miss Jackson?
Roses.
Oh, Roses.
I regret bringing up regrets. That's my regret. The other regret that I would say that I wonder if you have, Aaron, and I think my son will have it eventually if he doesn't listen to me, you got to invest your money.
Yeah.
Nobody tells you when you're young that you should invest. And it's like, yeah, but I don't make enough money to invest. It's like, if you invest $5 a week,
yeah.
When you hit 40, you're going to go, holy crap, where did this money come from?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you always hear it from somebody who, like, I didn't start investing till way too late. And, like, I'm still comfortably retired, so, but it could be even better. And it's like, all right, so it works out. Mm-hmm. Like, it worked out for you. That's mm-hmm. what, as a young person, that's what mm-hmm. you hear. You're yes. like, I guess it worked out.
But you should just do
you
it.
You should listen to him. I
it's
agree.
It's a huge, yeah. And I want these to be kind of funny, but if, like, if you just have any regrets to tell the 20-year-olds, 30-year-olds, mm-hmm. high school graduates, like, what should they be doing? Or really, I think most of the calls we're going to get, do you think more people are going to say, I regret not taking a gap year and backpacking through Europe? Or are they going to be like, I regret getting knocked up when I was 12? I mean, okay. But you know what
That's
I'm saying? Like, are you
going to
have more
example.
Regrets of like what you did or what you didn't do?
That's
Which
a tough
do you think
one.
There are more of?
Probably didn't.
Yeah.
Didn't do. Yeah.
Because now you're looking back like, why didn't I? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Why didn't I sell my songs to Garth Brooks?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes, that's right. Yeah. Hi, I'm Garth. And like,
here's my song, The Rain. Oh, I wouldn't have to work at this job with you idiots. Oh! I would have blown that money in 14
for sure.
seconds. I would be such a crack whore right now.
Mm.
Yeah.
So I don't regret it.
You'd have ended
it.
Up here. You'd still be here.
Don't worry.
All right. So we want to hear what you regret doing or not doing. 303-222-5423, or you can text in at the exact same number.
I mean, speaking of music, I totally regret not sticking to music lessons. I played the piano for like 7 years. Now I can't even hold a pencil in my left hand. Like, I played the drums for 2 weeks and I can barely do a regular, like a simple beat.
Yo, like, you're about to be 30. Pick it back up.
I should.
You don't.
Yeah.
Nope.
I feel
not
the same.
I should.
Yeah.
You will.
No.
You right. are. You got, dude, you can. My buddy Josh turned the next milestone up from you, and I bought him a guitar, and he's good.
Really?
Yes. Mm. You can. Oh, my God.
Yeah. You're better than Josh. I'm going to tell you that.
He can't hold a pencil in his left hand either. No, but that's. I do see that. Because so many people, if your parents forced you to do it,
mm-hmm.
then you're like. It feels like a rebellion thing, but you don't understand. That's the one thing. They're forcing their regret onto you.
Yeah.
And they didn't tell you. It's like, oh man, you'll love this if you just stick with it. I swear to God.
And it's so good because I was the same way. I played piano forever and I wanted to quit because, you know, the cool guys are playing sports. I want to play sports and all that. And then until we were at college and my buddy sat down and just started playing the piano. And it's like, whoa.
Son of a.
Whoa.
And then the women were falling from the sky.
Yeah. It was like, well, I play basketball. And they don't care.
No.
They don't care.
Can I tell you another one? I swear to God, I want him to be more fun than this.
Okay.
But treat your parents better.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
Like, you're such a cocky little piece of hell. I was just such a cocky little, ugh, you're dumb. You don't know.
You said you were?
Treat your elders better.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
My God, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah,
like you're 23 and you've got it all figured out and they're trying to give you advice and you're like, idiot.
I don't need your advice. I know what I'm doing.
I'm not going to sell my songs to Garth Brooks, idiot.
Yeah, his name's Garth. Doing that. I agree.
So,
yeah. I regret, I know I'm like the anti-college guy, but I genuinely regret not skipping more class because when I was there, I was so... like focused on like trying to do good and you only had so I didn't want to get in trouble for skipping and my dad is in my ear of like we're paying for this, you're going. But the best times were the friends you made. You're never around that group of people your age again. Like I should have just been a little more lax and been like, you know what, I will blow off class to go do something fun with my buddies instead of sitting through a class that I don't remember and skip and hearing about the fun time that they had.
I like this one, but as a parent who's about to throw tens of thousands of dollars down. Yeah. Please, Noah, don't listen to Uncle T.
Go for it.
All right. If you have regrets, we want to hear what they are. 303-222-5423.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're talking about regerts, and Tiak has gone through and like grabbed calls. Like mine were all serious, like treat your parents better and like invest.
Well, they're serious, but they're real for sure. They're true. I mean, there is, this is silly. I regret not seeing Paul McCartney when he came to Denver. All right, cool. I had to go to Nebraska to see him, okay?
Ooh, all right, now.
Wow. Maybe we need to do First World Problems soon, and Aaron can just go off on how tough her concert going life is. So I guess the reason I was bringing you up, T-Hack, is are these leaning towards the funny, I regret not investing in Google, or are they kind of serious?
They're kind of serious, yeah.
Okay.
Kind of serious.
All right. Well, if you'd like to hear the more entertaining side of the show, just download the Odyssey app and you can hear when we were more funny. A-U-D-A-C-Y. You can stream the show. You can do all sorts of things. And as Tiak has pointed out, you can even talk back to us on the app. Evan?
Yai.
What's your regert?
Well, I had a like different thought of what about things that you're like worried you're going to regret? So like, I'm 24, and I kind of like rushed into life. Like I got out of high school and immediately was like, I'm going to go to a summer college. And then I, you know, listened to everyone who said, oh, go invest and start 401ks and IRAs and make sure you get all the free money you can and all that stuff. And I went and bought a house. And like, then I look at all my other friends who are, you know, out doing things that kids in their 20s do. And it's like, is that something I'm going to regret, you know, missing out on the earlier stuff in life? Because I was like, so dedicated to rushing into it, because I heard everybody else say, oh yeah,
dude,
you know,
this is
invest,
tough to hear.
Yeah,
because they might be having more fun.
It might look like it, because I actually get that comment a lot of like, Aaron, you're living your best life, and it's like, yeah, but I can't afford to buy a house right now. Like I'm not even close.
And Evan, you're crushing it.
Yeah.
Like
yeah. I mean, I guess like it's the thought of like you crushing it in one way and missing out on like the things you should be doing, right?
The grass
like,
is always greener.
Dude, I'm just going to say, oh man, there's going to be a point where all your friends, it's like the three little pigs, man. Mm-hmm. You're the one with the brick house.
Yeah, and for sure.
Like it's better to have the brick house. I know you feel like you're missing your 20s, and I do get that. Because my 20s were dope. They were crazy good. Oh, my God.
That's what I'm saying, right? Like, and so, like, when I was, like, 18, I went to all these concerts, and I was traveling, stuff like that. And then it's, like, all of a sudden, I was, like, oh, I need to straighten up and finish life. And so then it was, I started doing that. And now it's, like, looking back, all my friends are still going to concerts, and they're on trips across the world.
You said you're only 24. You still have half of your 20s to make up for it.
Mm-hmm. But you'll have a house to come back to. Like, you can go to whatever the next Fire Festival failure and like,
oh no,
I mean, but like you can do some stupid stuff, but still have a house, dude. Like, yeah. I don't want you to regret what you've done, because I think I don't know.
I think eventually everyone moves on from partying, concerts, being out late. Like, eventually,
yeah, really fast.
Yeah, but eventually everyone does, right? And right. So it's like, you know, you don't need to hang on to that, I think.
Yeah, but he gave it up at 18. Guess, like, it was like straight
full
up.
Circle.
Yeah.
I think like the regret is not doing more of that, like before I went full. Look,
Evan, if you're trying to offload some money, I mean, we can take it from you.
Yeah, I got to go find me set up for this exact thing. Thank you for the call, man. Oh, man, that kills me. I went into dad mode on him, but it's like, dude, you're not going to regret that.
Yeah.
No.
It might suck right now, but it's worth it.
Scott?
Yay.
Yay. What do you regret?
Well, that's what I got tattooed on my chest.
Regrets?
No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. No, when I left the Army, I said, I'm never running again. And oh. I regret that. I was like, man, I should have stayed fit. I'm not in great shape as it is as a 54-year-old. I was like, what a fool.
I'm going to say this, that for the first time, like my daughter in gym class, do you remember gym class when you were growing up? Mm-hmm. It was like square dancing and running over your fingers on the little weird things and all this stuff. They're doing HIIT. And they're doing...
What? No really? Way.
Yeah. Oh, cool. And I'm like, oh my God, gym class is what gym class is supposed to be. They're teaching you to feel good about fitness.
Yeah.
And not doing stupid games that you're never going to use. Oh, let's get a parachute out and bounce balls on it. What?
I like that the parachute.
That's so stupid. You're not learning. Like,
I regret not doing more of that.
No, but she's good. She's learning healthy habits. And it's
that's
like
awesome.
What Scott...
Yeah.
Scott wished... Like, if only somebody had told us when we were younger, it's like, you know, if you just do like 15 minutes of this every day, you're not going to die young. You're not going to like... Mm-hmm.
I think because I have a similar... Well... Scott, obviously, thank you for
military.
Your service, but
yes.
But I was forced to do it right with sports. It's like you had a very regimented thing, and I'm assuming you in the military, you're forced to do it, and so you have a very different. You don't appreciate it because you're like, once no one's telling me to do it, I'm out of here.
Yes,
I know it made me feel better. I know it was a group thing. I can't do it alone. I got to have people with me. You know, the whole platoon running.
Yeah.
Hey, we'll go to group classes with you. You want to do Zumba?
I regret you saying that.
I'm pretty busy, I think, that day.
Thank you, man. Thanks for the call. Chris?
Yay.
What's your regret?
So I was in a very dark, toxic relationship for 7 years with literally the boy next door. We've known each other since we were 11, and I never thought in my wildest dreams he would be doing what he's doing. So
you regret ever starting the relationship?
Yes.
You know what? I love that you called, but I just want to say this. Like, I've been in some pretty toxic relationships, and it's when you're first getting out of them, that regret is a natural thing, but I'm going to tell you what, like, and this is going to sound weird. I don't regret them at all. Because it's definitely taught you what a better relationship looks like.
Mm-hmm.
And you won't get fooled again.
Well, absolutely, because I've been happily married for 17 years now. So.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So, I mean,
awesome.
It's easy like to go back and go, I wish I hadn't done that, but you got 17 great years because of how crappy that one was. Then you were able to recognize the right dude. You know what I mean?
And I had the most wonderful son out of that relationship.
Aww.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Love that.
All right. So then I highly recommend everybody get into a toxic.
No.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now.
You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.